Okay, friends, I am back and the stage is set. I have had myself a little treat. So I figured I would set up camp here and experience everything and let you listen in. So I am getting the stage set, or I guess they said it was set, but I still have to get my mood going. So I am putting some porn on my TV. I'm in my bed with my very fluffy blanket. It's one of my favorite blankets because it's so soft, especially when it's against bare skin, which it's not yet, so don't get too excited. God, I think it's it because I can't find the app to control the TV. Okay, so let's see. What kind of porn am I going to watch? I've really been into watching guys talk dirty and fuck toys, but I think I'm gonna put on something so if my husband walks in on me recording, which if he does, obviously he will be given warning that I'm recording, either visibly or he will be told after the fact, which he's already given me consent. So just so everybody knows, if he does walk in and he joins in on this audio, it is completely consensual and he will be informed. Let's see. I would like some passionate amateur fucking. Just in case. Sometimes you gotta do that romantic shit, you know? It can't always be the kinky stuff. Because if we didn't have vanilla, we wouldn't appreciate everything else. I think sex is a spectrum. And kind of like Skittles, you gotta taste the rainbow. You gotta explore the spectrum a little bit. I mean, everybody has their limits and we gotta stick to those, but I think there's no shame in enjoying more than one thing, because as humans we are more than one thing. 100% we're more than one thing, so why should we not spice it up and try new things or experiment or enjoy vanilla? Enjoy whatever you want. Okay, so passionate, space, well, that's not what I wanted to do. We're looking for something long, maybe not necessarily the best, so I don't get distracted, but that looks like it's 20 minutes and doesn't have bad rating. Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Okay, so let me turn that down. It's really loud. Okay. Much better. Alrighty. Okay. So, I've got that going. I've got my jug of fluids because girls gotta keep hydrated with how high and horny I've been lately. I think it's the edibles, and I've got one of these like comforting pop socket things. You know, the little poppy guys. I know they're so dumb, but they kind of soothe me. Like, when I'm high, I think my hands need to be doing something and my mouth always needs to be doing something. So this will help kind of center things. Oh boy. Yeah, this is hot. It's a guy and a couple and they're filming themselves. And she just pulled off his underwear and his cock did that little spring thing, you know, that little whoop. Yes, I just did that on audio. Okay. So yeah, that was really hot. And now they're making out and she was jerking him, and now, oh, he's jerking himself. Wow. Wow. Okay. Not here for that just yet, so I will. Oh, God. She's licking his nipples. Ladies, men have nipples too, and they like to be sucked as much as ours. Yes, secrets out, men. Your nipples are sensitive, and we can play with them too. Turnabout is fair play, motherfucker. Oh, God. It's gonna take everything I have not to edit that out, but if I didn't, you're welcome. Alrighty. What was I doing? Oh, yes. I was going to... Yes, I was going to answer some questions. Let's see. Let's look at all of them. Gotta love when things don't load. Ooh, she's humping him with her panties on. Get it, girl. It kind of looks like I did when I was in college. Always had a big ass. I had tiny but perky tits. They were like an A cup. And I was tan bronze in college. I'm very much more fair skinned because I don't go out in the sun as much. God damn, woman. She's going deep. Okay, well, fuck this. If she's getting something in her mouth, I want it too. So I am going to suck my lollipop now. You heard me. Hang on, listener. I gotta open this shit. Why won't these answers load? I want to do this question thing. I have a watermelon blow pop. Well, let's just start with my virginity. I lost it after college. Yeah. I lasted that long. And actually, no one is going to believe this. This is something straight out of her freaking porn. No. Jesus, he's eating her out. Oh, God. And he's like thrusting in the air because he's so hard and hot from just licking her. It's like he wants it so bad. Okay, so. Oh, shit. Okay, so, as I was saying, I actually lost my anal virginity first. I was a good girl, and I thought I'd met the love of my whatever. He wasn't. Spoiler alert. And we showered together, and we touched each other and all that stuff and did oral. But I think, ready, and I thought, you know what, let's do anal. He done a little light fingering, a little bit, I think. Or maybe I was just so horny and attracted, because I think, oh, I remember now. He was fucking me with a toy while we were in a shower together, and he was fucking me hard. Was it his toy or a finger? I don't know. It might have been a toy. Yeah, I had toys in myself, and I still considered myself virgin. I don't know. My 21, 22-year-old self was a bit of a mess. So, whatever. Who wasn't at that age? So, and I'm having to close my eyes because what's going on the screen is super hot. I'm not faking this. I'm just that baked. I'm sorry. Right. So we were playing in the shower. And it was passionate. And it was getting hot and heavy. And he was running against my front. And I said, you know what? I think I told him I loved him, and I said, I want you to fuck my ass. And we were in the shower, and he lubed it up and slipped in a little bit. And then he fucked me in the shower until we moved it over to the bed, and he splayed me over the bed. He put a nice cushion there for me, so I was comfortable and soft and warm. And back then, it was a lot more straight-laced. I think I was tipsy maybe when it happened. I don't remember that much. Not that it's a blackout moment. It's just I'm getting older. I'm in my 30s. So. Yes, we were in the shower, and then we were on the bed, and then he took me, and it was great. I don't remember if he came. I don't think so. And then we just snuggled, and then we decided we were still feeling a little horny, and so we took a drive out together, and I don't think we planned for anything to happen, but we took a drive together out to watch the sunrise in this very hilly kind of overlook place, but it wasn't really visible to anyone. And oh, I think husband's coming in. I'm gonna pause this.
But I like the community.
Okay, he's here, and he's.
I give consent.
He gave consent. Yay! I think the porn got him too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are talking about nipples.
I like nipples.
Yeah.
You got nice nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call these ghost nipples.
Oh my god.
No, really, because you're very pale. You're very old.
Our dog is in here and she's just.
Yeah, this is gonna happen.
Oh my Jesus God.
My cock block.
Need a fuzzy cock block. Oh, who's that cock block? I'm not editing this out, so either they love it or they hate it. Yeah. All right.
This is going nowhere.
This has been interrupted by Puppy. BRB.
I mean, this is slightly better because she's leaning forward, and he's covering his balls, but usually it's just bouncy balls.
Yeah, as much as I'm, like, down with penis and, like, sucking balls sometimes, I am just so not for just, like, a view of a butthole and balls slapping around. It's not my thing.
So what's that about doggy style?
No, I like doggy style.
No. Watching doggy style. Doing is much better than watching it on the camera.
It's better to get the front end view.
Yeah, as I say, because you're just watching it from here. It's just butthole.
Butthole porn. Uh-huh. All right. The mister has left the room. We were not able to play, but... I'm still here. Oh, God. Oh, shit. He's like in a sitting position, pounding into her. Right, where were we? My V-card story. So, we were up there at sunrise, and we had the view of the city. And, we started getting horny. I started playing with his cock through his pants, and he kind of was thrusting and grinding on me as we stood and watched the view. And we got really, really hot. And obviously I'm omitting some of the more special details because those are mine. But I ended up on the hood of his car and he ate me out. Oh God, as the sun rose and there was music in the background that was romantic and I was ready. I didn't care anymore. I just wanted him in me. At that moment in time, I didn't care. I didn't care that we didn't have a condom. I didn't care. I just wanted him and only him. And so he thrusts into me and he takes me on the hood of his car for a bit as the sun rises, and he's gentle at first, and then he lifts my shirt and tweaks my nipples and asks if it's okay, and then he goes hard in me and it was perfect. He didn't come in me, and we timed my time of the month and other things were in play, so birth control and all that. So I wasn't worried about any of that. We both had tests, so we were both 100% safe. If anyone had questions. And also, I believe I made him use condom when doing anal because, you know, nobody wants... Yeah. That's too much. My porn ended. Boo. That is how I lost my virginity. I was very horny after that. Like, oh God, I used to wake him up with blowjobs. Obviously, consent is always established first. If you're listening, dear listener, consent is key. And if you don't have it beforehand, you need to stop. So, yeah, I'm sneaking that nugget in there. consent is sexy as hell. Even when you're doing scenes. So we would talk about it and our limits, and we established that it was okay if the other woke us up with oral or fingering or something like that. And so that was always my favorite part, was waking up and giving him a nice good blowjob, and then riding him when he woke up a little bit more, because he would be super horny after having my mouth sucking on him, you know. I guess a little like that. I do love that whole waking up for sex. There have been times when me and my husband have done the consent thing where I'll purposefully get very horny before I go to bed, and I won't do anything about it. I won't touch myself and my pussy, and if I do, I'm not allowed to come. And actually, at one point in time, we did try it where I did stimulate myself and edge and edge and edge before I went to sleep. So I was already horny, you know, like I was rode hard, put away, soaking wet, and raring to go for more. But I wasn't given any, so it was, and by that I just mean like if we toyed with me before bed, and we would sometimes do it together, he would just take me and he'd toy me and he'd get me so close and he'd be whispering in my ear. Not that he was, our relationship was dom sub ever. I enjoy playing around in kink, but I'm not like monogamous to stuff, you know. I'm not like, oh, this is my thing forever and always. Like, I like to play around, and we like to experiment and learn each other when we were dating and stuff. So So he would whisper in my ear, telling me how hot I looked while I bucked on his hand, and telling me how much he wanted me, and how... fuck. And how wet I was on him, and how he wanted to see if he could make me squirt. But then he'd laugh a little, deep, sexy laugh, and he would say, nope, we're not gonna do that. You don't get to come. Not yet. And he would whisper and get me to talk to him and tell him how I liked it. And he would edge me and then stop me and kind of tease me a little bit about it in a sweet way. And then he would go off and say that it's time for bed. So I went to bed frustrated and horny as hell. I tried to get off, but I decided it would be much better to play with myself, like my nipples, as I was going to sleep, listening to some, I don't know if it was like binaural beats or like some hot audiobook or whatever. And then I would touch my nipples and just listen to it and fall asleep. And then in the middle of the night, I would wake up to him, grabbing my hips as I laid on my side, kind of grinding in. Oops. A little sneeze. He would be grabbing me and, oh God. At my hips and grinding and whispering and sucking on my earlobes and my neck. And I'd wake up and I'd buck my ass into him. And oh God. And then when I was awake and conscious enough and receptive to him and bucking back, he reached his hands down my fucking pants. Actually, he didn't just do that, he ripped them off. I didn't care about them. Back in the day, I had a bit of an underwear budget with him because he was a bit of a panty destroyer, so. Where was I? Yeah, so he ripped them off of me and inserted his fingers in me. And finger fucked me and then bucked into him until we were ready to fuck. It's pretty hot. And speaking of hot, I don't know if I can do any more questions. I think I'm very, very much ready to play. How about you? Listener, you ready to play? It tastes so good and sweet. I guess I have an oral fixation. Blowjobs always did get me wet as fucking hell. My husband bragged about it to his friends, which is hilarious. And he told me about it. I thought it was hot. And I guess I'm not a regular wife. I'm a cool wife. A horny wife. Wife who's ready to get her toy and come. Knowing that you're listening. I hope that's okay. See, this is a fantasy. We can all have fantasies. And this fantasy, you're watching me come. You're stroking yourself. We know it'll never be real. It'll never happen. But God, isn't the thrill of it just hot as fuck? It's time for another. It's time for another video, I think. I have my womanizer just humming on my little clit right now. Now it's time for Naughty High Wifey. Okay. Watching some more homemade shit. Oh, God. Oh, it's so hard to breathe with that thing in my mouth. Oh, damn it. Tastes so good, though. I don't want to stop. I'll come back to you, Lollipop. Oh, gosh, she's getting her pussy fingered while she's straddling him, rubbing against his cock. God, that's hot. That's fucking hot to me. Okay. If you stuck in this long, I guess you're in for a fucking treat, aren't you? With your fucking cock in your hand, or your pussy in your hand, you do you. Because at this point, I'm finally getting very close to coming. It's gonna be my very first orgasm. And this one's for you. Oh. Did you come for me? Are you going to? God, I think orgasm 2 is going to be pretty fast at the thought of that. Thought of you jerking it hard or fucking your toy. Ooh, pocket pussies, yes. Oh, just so you know, I got so enthused, I decided to pull my hair a little bit. It's so long and thick and sweet smelling, and I just grabbed it and pulled my hair. Cause that pain gonna feel a little hot right now. So do it. Do it. Fucking come for me. Please. 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 Please give it to me. Oh shit. This girl, this dirty little slut, is riding him with her tits. They're bouncing and they're so perky and shit. I'm straight, but I'd still suck on those fucking tits. They look so luxurious. Yeah, is that it, babe? Yeah. Come now. Hopefully you just came for me. If not, you've been a bad, bad listener. You have to go back and listen again. That's your punishment. Alright, friends, I'm gonna go enjoy it. See ya.